This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Craig Button, our draft expert, he has his Craigslist. TSN.ca, Nail Yakupov, number one overall consensus pick. According to Craigslist, Malcolm Subban, eighth. And he's a goalie. And we're going to talk to Craig Button about Malcolm Subban and the rest of the goalies. And Craig, thanks as always. As a former GM, harder or easier to assess the upside of a goalie prospect?
Oh, I think it's harder. There's a lot of technical aspects to playing goal at the National League level. And, you know, it's a big learning curve. And I compare it to playing quarterback in the NFL. You know, reading the play, you know, really adjusting to multiple shooters. I mean, when you're a forward, you just got to figure out a way how to get up and down the ice and how to make plays and do what a lot of times, I wouldn't call it easier, but easier to accomplish. A goaltender has to know all the shooters, their tendencies, and when you've got 29 teams in a league, that's a lot of players to learn. So it takes some time for a goaltender to develop that aspect.
Hey, Craig, you've been involved in this end of it for a long time now. I mean, your dad was involved in scouting, was a manager, was a director of scouting. You were in Minnesota, the Minnesota North Stars back in the late 80s, and the team moved to Dallas and Calgary. You're a general manager there. So you've seen a lot of things come and go over the years. Is it harder now to evaluate goalies because it's been a change in that position? We got bigger kids playing the position. They're coached a lot differently. Is it harder now than it was maybe when you started in Minnesota years ago?
No, you know what? I find it easier now, EJ. It's probably because I'm so much smarter than I was back then.
You keep telling me that.
well, I keep believing it. I don't get any confirmation from anybody. But, you know, don't burst my bubble yet.
All right.
You know, that being said, I think that the goaltenders now, and the reason I say it's easier, they have access to coaching at a much younger age. And, you know, they're being worked with to help develop not only their skills, but their technique, whereas previously, you know, you had athletic goaltenders that really had to learn the technique as they got into pro and started working with goaltending coaches. But, you know, you see young kids now going to goalie camps, junior and college teams have goalie coaches. So it's continual development in that position. So, you know, I think you get a lot clearer and a lot better read on the goaltender's ability to translate their skills and potential to the NHL.
Craig, you have Malcolm Subban as your top-rated goalie. How come?
Well, you know, Bill, it's a good question. But, you know, when I watch Malcolm, and I watched Malcolm last year as an underage player, and one thing to keep in mind, this young man only started playing goal about 6 years ago. He decided to make a shift. I'm guessing that his brother PK forced him to be a goalie so he could work on his shot. But that being said, you know, he's a player that, you know, is learning the position. Great athlete. And when I say great, I want to put an emphasis on great. Leg quickness, you know, that cat-like reflexes, agility in the net. And last year, as an underage player, you saw all that. This year, what you're seeing is the development and the evolving of the goaltending Malcolm Subban. I compare it to a guy that is a good thrower, throws hard, and becomes a pitcher. And I think Malcolm Subban has really taken his game, his athletic skills, and combined them with really good technical ability. He's got a calm and a poise in the net that is necessary to be successful at the NHL level. So you see the athletic ability, you see the development of the technical part of his game, and now I see that I've always seen the calm and the poise and the competitiveness. And to me, arguably, and I've said this, Bill, Marc-Andre Fleury went first overall in the 2003 draft. And at the same stage of the game, I think Malcolm Subban is ahead of Marc-Andre Fleury.
You got Vasilevsky, the Russian goaltender, in there, number two. And we saw a little of him at the World Junior Championships. He was in, he was out. But at the end of the day, I think he played pretty darn well. What's your thoughts on this young guy?
I love Andrei Vasilevsky, and he's a player that, you know, for me, the distinction between those two, I have them really close. But the distinction for me is I think that Andrei might be a little bit more advanced technically right now. Not much, but a little bit more. but I don't think he's got really good skill and really good athletic ability, but I don't think it's at the same level as Malcolm Subban. But this is a guy that's big, knows how to use his size to his advantage. He doesn't play one strict style. He plays multiple styles depending on what the situation is. Excellent mental focus in the net. And another guy, I mean, as a 17-year-old player in the World Junior Tournament, unheard of, going and playing at that level for a top team like Russia and performing at the level he did. He was terrific, EJ, at the World Junior Tournament.
Hey, and let me follow by asking you about Oscar Dansk. I got to see him when I was over at the Ivan Hlinka with you and, playing for Team Sweden. I was really impressed with this guy. He always seemed to be kind of squared up and in the right place. He looked like he had a good disposition for the position, so to speak. How has his year been since then?
I think his year's been really good. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, you remember his last game, and his last game was in the under-18 gold medal game against Team USA, and Team USA won big. And, you know, Oscar didn't have one of his best games. But I don't worry about it. You look at body of work. You know, a lot of people may not know this, but Oscar played at Shattuck St. Mary's. He came over and played with that esteemed program for a number of years. And he's a guy that, to me, he loves Lundqvist. He plays a little bit deep in the net. But I don't think his style is totally like Henrik's. And, you know, obviously he's a Swedish goaltender. You're going to look up to the best. And certainly Oscar does that. But I asked him back in November, I said, who works with you or what style do you want to emulate? And he said to me, he goes, there's not one style I want to emulate. I want to take the best from everybody. And he says, I don't work with one goaltending coach. I work with multiple ones because they can all help me in different ways. I love that thinking. I love that thought. I love the fact that he wants to be able to read and react to the play. And I think that he falls very closely behind Malcolm and Andre as the trio of goaltenders in this draft that I think are certain NHL goaltenders of the future.
Greg, you've been in these NHL front offices. Is a timeline for when you expect a goalie to be on the National Hockey League team different than it is for players from other positions?
Definitely, Bill. And I think that you have to be a little bit patient because a big part of goaltending is confidence. You're the last line of defense. And one of the things that goaltenders have to be able to do is just continually adapt. With video coaching and people breaking down tape and saying to their shooters and their team, this is where you beat them, you have to be able to readjust to what other teams are doing. And that takes some time. And you don't want to put a goaltender in a situation where his confidence could be damaged or even shattered in some cases, because that is so important to playing goals. So a little bit longer. You want to make sure that a goaltender, you want to be more sure on a goaltender and putting them in there than a skater.
All right, Craig, as always, we appreciate your insight. We'll look forward to your help on our draft coverage. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Bill and EJ.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.